This is 90.5 WKAR. Good morning. I'm Emily Fox. Some controversial bills are making their way through the state legislature. I'm joined by Capitol correspondent Shayna Roth. She's here to fill us in with the details. Hi, Shayna.
Good morning, Emily.
So the state legislature seems to be looking to reduce the power of the incoming Democratic Attorney General and Secretary of State. Walk us through how lawmakers are going about that. And let's start first with bills that could impact the Secretary of State.
Well, the Secretary of State bills, those are kind of the more direct sort of stripping of power from that office. And what Republican lawmakers, and it's pretty much all Republicans that are supporting these bills, what they're trying to do is they're trying to take away the oversight role of the Secretary of State when it comes to matters of campaign finance. Right now, the Secretary of State's staff is responsible for, you know, overseeing the campaign finance violations, and they want to give that power to this commission or board, and that would be made up of three Republicans and three Democrats. And what Republicans are saying is that, look, we are trying to make this a bipartisan effort and that the Secretary of State is a partisan office, and this should, matters of campaign finance should go to this board that is made up of equal representation of Republicans and Democrats. Now, the problem with that is, according to campaign finance experts, is there's going to be inevitably, they say, gridlock on this board, that they're not going to be able to get anything done because you're going to have an equal number of Republicans and Democrats, and they're just not going to be able to agree on anything. And then, of course, Democrats are saying that, look, this is a power that has historically been in the office of the Secretary of State, and you're trying to take, and you're taking that away just as a Democrat is entering that office.
And then what about the bills that some say are undermining the incoming Democratic Attorney General?
So that one would allow for the House and the Senate to intervene in any court proceeding that they, quote, deem necessary. And this one is kind of interesting. So what Republicans are saying is, look, we are elected by the voters as well, and we want to have a voice in matters, and we want to be able to represent them. And it's interesting because at least one representative yesterday admitted that the timing of this is bad because there is now Democrats coming into this office. However, they said that this is something they've been considering for a while. But of course, Democrats are saying, look, we have an incoming Democrat coming into this office, and we are concerned that Republicans just want to essentially undermine her ability to choose which matters that the state gets involved in and which laws are sort of defended in court.
So you've been reporting on how the legislature is working on watering down what were supposed to be ballot measures on a minimum wage and paid sick time. So backing up, the legislature adopted those measures in the fall before they could go before voters, and lawmakers are now limiting how much sick time workers can earn and delaying the $12 an hour minimum wage by 12 years. And now it looks like the legislature is going after proposals that did make it to the ballot last month. What changes are they making to the redistricting proposal?
Yeah, so it's interesting. When it comes to Proposal 2 and Proposal 3 and what lawmakers are doing, I think of them as these proposals are boxes, and they are not allowed to, without a three-fourths majority, take anything out of the box or mess with any of the things that are in the box. But they can, you know, add things to the box. And that's kind of what these bills are doing. For the redistricting effort, they're really kind of trying to add some definitions, things like, well, what does it mean to be, like, how do we decide who's a Republican? How do we decide who's a Democrat? And sort of like outlier edges, sort of things like that. And
so it's kind of like they're refining it a little bit.
Yeah. And of course, opponents are saying, look, this isn't the role that you should be playing right now because we have voted in a new administration, you know, new legislators, new administration at the top, and they should be the ones that if there is any refining on Proposal 2 and Proposal 3, they should be the ones to decide what those matters are. You guys are going to be gone in a few weeks.
And then there's also some changes to a ballot initiative regarding the state's election laws as well, right?
Yeah, and that's very, and those are similar in that they are attempting to kind of refine some of those edges when it comes to Proposal 3 and figuring out, you know, the implementation of these bills and details surrounding them. But the arguments are the same. And also they're saying that, you know, look, this is just going way too fast. These are complex matters involving our election process. Nobody has had enough time to review these bills, and they're concerned that they're just going to have to come back later on and, you know, do more bills all over again because these are in such a rush.
So in 30 seconds, there's still a lot of smaller bills that we don't have time to cover. What's one thing that you've seen on an agenda and done a double take?
Prohibiting deer sterilization.
Well, that should be fun. Well, I can't wait to hear more about that if it moves forward. Shayna Roth, Capitol correspondent, thank you so much.
Thank you.